the Amos and Andy characters, plus Lud Gluskin and his orchestra, and those famous
Delta Rhythm Boys.
Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, has come to the conclusion that her husband's association with Andy Brown is the main cause of him being such a shiftless loafer. And right now, she's telling the Kingfish about it.
George Stevens, I've made up my mind that I'm going to have a husband that dresses good, knows nice people, and has got a steady job.
Sapphire, you mean to say that you was going to leave me?
George, I know why you are no good bum. It's on account of your association with Andy Brown. Why don't you try to meet a nicer class of men?
Well, I ain't got the opportunity to meet them. They're all working. I'm going to do that.
Well, that Andy Brown is the cause of it all. What has he ever accomplished?
Well, yesterday he had to run 13 balls in the side pocket without needing on the table.
Now, that's exactly what I mean. Andy hanging around a pool table all day. Why don't he go to a cultured place like the public library?
They ain't got no pool table there. What?
All Andy thinks about is pool table. He ain't got no background.
Well, he got a rich uncle, honey, by the name of Sylvester, that's got a rubber plantation down in Brazil. He wrote a letter to his uncle Sylvester last week.
Listen, George Stevens, we ain't going to let Andy Brown ruin our married life. And I want you to do something about it.
Come in, Henry, come in.
Well, how's everything at the lodge today, Kingfish?
Well, everything's all right here, but my wife really been jumping on me. She claimed that I got to break off my friendship with Andy on account of him being a lazy, good-for-nothing bum.
Well, my wife, Clara, told me the same thing.
Oh, is you going to break off with Andy?
No, no. Clara was talking about you, Kingfish.
Oh, my wife wants me to pick out better people to associate with.
Well, yes, it would be nice if you could pick out a man like, say our society leader, Mr. Torrance Del Washburn III.
Torrance Del Washburn III, yeah. Hey, tell me this, why does they call him the third?
His mother was married twice before.
Is he a successful man?
Oh, yes, indeed. And he's opened up a fix-it shop. But the last thing he fixed got him in a little trouble.
What was that?
A football game.
Yeah, see what you mean. Well, Andy's a bum, all right.
Yeah.
Well, come in, Lightning.
Yes, how is you, Lightning? How is
it? Y'all hear the good news about Miss Andy?
Well, no, I haven't, Lightning. What is it?
Well, he just got a telegram from his uncle, Sylvester, down in Brazil that owns a rubber plantation.
Rubber plantation?
Yeah, sir. And he wants Andy to come down there as his assistant and will pay him $200 a week.
Holy Moses.
Yes, that is news.
Miss Andy sure is happy. Well, so long, I'll quiz right on out.
Well, Kingfish, how do you like that? $200 a week. That's a real break for Andy.
Break? $200 a week sounds more like a compound fracture to me there.
Yes, indeed. Andy will be on the gravy train. Too bad that you can't hitch a ride on the caboose.
Yeah, you know, I think of that minute he said $200 a week there. Trouble is, my wife won't leave New York City, you see.
Andy going to Brazil. That's quite an expensive trip, too. The travel agent will make quite a hunk of money on that ticket.
Yeah, that is right. Them travel agents do. Say, speaking of the caboose, you know, I think I'd go into the travel agent business right now. Travel Anywhere, World Tours Incorporated.
Hello there, Kingfish.
Well, Andy, the only reason I dropped by is to tell you that I'm too busy to drop by today. I just formed a new company that arranges transportation all over the world, specializing in South America.
Yeah, well, that's a coincidence. I just got a wire from Uncle Sylvester. He asked me to come to Brazil to help him manage his rubber plantation.
Yes, that's so. You don't mean to tell me. Maybe I can help you with your transportation. I got a regular travel bureau that I run, and now only cost you about 10 or 15% extra there.
Well, I've been thinking this thing over since I got the telegram. I don't know if I want to go to Brazil, leave all my friends up here in New York. Might be too hot down there for me.
Well, the truth of the matter is, very cool, Andy. Brazil is noted for its wonderful humidity. On a cool night, you can take an easy chair there and just sit out on the tarantula there with cigars in your mouth, you know.
Well, Kingfish, I was talking to somebody about it, and they told me that sometimes it gets 103 in the shade down there.
Yeah, well, you ain't going to be crazy enough to sit in the shade, though, will you? Now about your transportation, then. You got to get a passport to get out the country.
Yeah, well, I want to get on one that don't rock much, because I get seasick.
No, you're thinking of a transport. I'm talking about a passport, Anna. That's a little book with your picture on it tell you who you is.
Well, I know who I is.
Yeah, but, Anna, you got to have a passport.
Well, I ain't got no passport for the country I was living in now.
Well, of course you don't, Anna. This here ain't a foreign country.
That's funny. I was talking to my Chinese laundryman, and he told me it was.
Now, wait a minute. Look here. Take my word for it. You got to have a passport, and you got to have a picture. Now, why don't you go down to the police department and get that picture of you that got down there? You know, they got your record.
Yeah, that's the idea. Must I get the full face or the profile?
Well, get the full face, but don't forget to snip the number off the back before you paste it on the thing.
And you say that your company takes care of all the transportation.
Oh, yeah. Tell you everything to do, save your worries, save your trouble, save you all that stuff.
Say, somebody told me that I got to pass through customs. What is that?
Customs? Everybody passes through customs, Andy. It's a lovely trip. You'll enjoy it.
Tell me this. Where is customs?
Customs? You don't mean to tell me you don't know where it is.
No, I got no idea where.
Oh, it's about 60 miles from the Rock of Gibraltar. Called the Custom Islands, owned by Spain. Mm-hmm. Oh, you was here despising old Spanish customs, are you?
Oh. Okay, Kingfish, this thing sounds pretty good to me. You arrange the whole trip.
Oh, great, Andy, I'll do that.
Tell me this, do I go direct to Brazil from New York?
Well, you might take a little side trip and have some fun on the way down. Maybe I can arrange for you to stop off for a few days at a place that you'll enjoy.
Is it any good?
Is it any good? Listen, Andy.
Managua, Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win.
Mama,
but the papa doesn't let you come in.
Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a senorita for a legal embrace. He answers you, caramba, scramba, bambarito. There's Managua, Nicaragua, the show. I have been to many tropic ports. I might include even Brooklyn.
If you ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look in
Managua, Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and a temperature hot.
So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away
across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole. Managua, Nicaragua is the town you'll adore. A kiss from Senorita has you pleading for more. Before you take a second one, you've got to perform. Cause her papa leads you out by the nose. Managua, Nicaragua is really the top. You buy a big sombrero from a neighborhood shop, and then the girls will follow you like in a parade. Because they want to walk in the shade. You can see some enchiladas all the day long, provided that the summer is especially strong. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away.
Agua to Managua, Nicaragua.
Across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua.
Oh, oh, oh. Well, I'll go in this new travel bureau here in Harlem and see the man though getting Andy Brown down to Brazil there. Say, Mook, I'd like to get waited on.
Now, wait a minute. Don't come in here shooting off your mouth about being waited on. Busy as I am, you got to wait your turn. Take a number off the counter there.
All right, I'll take one. Number 65.
Now, take a seat till we call you. Number 65.
find out about the food traffic.
Yeah, glad to take care of you, my friend, because that's my business. Matter of fact, I'm right in the middle of arranging a round-the-world trip for a fella right now. He don't want to spend but $75.
Two around the world for $75. Can you work it out?
Oh, yeah. Of course, he's going to have to do an awful lot of walking.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I got to get this ticket over to him right away, too. Excuse me, man, while I check this over.
Yeah, go ahead. Check this thing out there.
Yes, sir. It's the Queen Elizabeth to England. Walking across Europe. Take Shanghai Express right into Shanghai, China. Now, let's see. 7,000 miles from home, and there's $1.85 left.
$1.85?
I sure hope he likes China.
Look here, mister. I ain't got much time. I want to arrange passage for a friend of mine.
Ah, certainly. I can handle it for you. Been all over the world myself. Where does he want to go?
Brazil.
Brazil? That name sounds familiar. Let me look at this big map here. Brazil.
It ought to be on there.
Mm-hmm. It ain't in Europe. Don't see it in Asia. Wait a minute. It's coming back to me now. Wait a minute. Let's get over here. Let's get over to Africa here. Yeah. No, it ain't there. What is this place here? Say, how about sending your friend to Australia instead?
No. He want to go to Brazil.
Well, we can't send him there if we can't find a place, can we? Talk sensible, man.
Can't you find a place on the thing?
Wait a minute. Here's a spot for your friend. Hawaiian Island. He can see them hoochie hula girls in their grass skirts.
No, he wants to go.
Ah, you know them gals over there wear long grass skirts in the winter, short grass skirts in the summer. And if he leaves now, he'll get over there just in time to see them rotating their crops.
Rotating their crops. Well, that would be worth seeing, all right, I guess. Don't you think that would be worth seeing?
Well, ain't it the truth?
Wait a minute, Jim. Here, Brazil, right down here in South America.
Is that where you found it? It must be that new clerk I got. He never puts the countries back where they belong.
Yeah, well, now, look, Mother, I want to get the cheapest possible boat passage to Brazil.
Well, the cheapest is a cattle boat. Got one going down with 5,000 head on board. The boat ticket is $50.
Cattle boat, huh?
Yeah, and for a little extra money, I might fix it up so your friend can eat at the captain's table.
Yeah, well, maybe you ain't got to travel that high class.
Well, on a cattle boat, there's a wide spread between eating at the captain's table and the next accommodation.
Oh, what is the next eating accommodation?
A low trough.
Let me see here now.
And if you'd like to send $10 more, I could get him on an extra fare cattle boat.
Extra fare? What's the advantage of that?
Well, there's two advantages. You get to travel with prize-winning cattle, and they put a bed in your stall.
Well, Brother Henry, I was back. I had to spend the whole $150 that you give me. Here's your ticket to Brazil. Oh, big ocean liner. Ain't it big ocean liner?
Yeah, let me see this ticket.
Oh, there you are. Look at that. About a lot of ticket there, ain't it? About a foot and a half long. Look at that.
Yeah, say your passage for one on the SS Guernsey.
Oh, yeah, Henry. That's a double A prime boat, all right, boy. That's a good boat.
Well, it's funny I never heard of the SS Guernsey. Is I going to be a nice crowd on there?
Oh, yeah. They'll be mostly a Texas bunch. You get along. Hey, you're going to like the boat, Andrew.
Well, will I get a chance to talk to a lot of friends on the boat?
Oh, yeah. In the evening, you can sit out on the deck there and chew the cud with all the people there. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know if I want to talk much at night like that. I want to get to bed early.
Yeah, well, Andy, I'll guarantee every night you'll be in the hay by 7. I know that.
Hey, Kingfish. I know this is a kind of a silly question, but could this be a cattle boat I'm going on?
Well, there's a few cattle on board, but the finest boats on the ocean carry cattle on them. cattle will travel on all boats. Even the Queen Elizabeth's got a steerage on it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, how many cows is on this boat?
Oh, well, the steerage on this boat handles about 5,000, small groups.
How about getting me on a boat where they use people for steerage?
Oh, don't worry about steerage, Andy. With the wind blowing right, you'll never notice it, I tell you. There's a lot of advantages in traveling on a cattle boat, and a thing of the amusement.
What kind of amusement?
Oh, there's a lot of deck sports. Lasso yourself a few steers, play pin the tail on the heifer, and all that stuff there.
Well, I guess the cattle boat's okay.
Oh, fine, Brother Andy. And I'll get all of our friends to come down to the dock when you leave and bid you Von Holstein.
By the way, Kingfish, where'd I go to get on this boat?
Oh, just go down to Pier 52, Andy.
Which boat is it?
Well, I don't know exactly where you're standing, but you can, mister. Just follow the flies. come in, Amos, come in.
How is you, pal?
Well, I just come over to talk to you. Yeah. Well, I'll leave you two boys alone. See you later. So long, boys.
So long. Well, I'm going to Brazil, Amos. Got my ticket and everything.
Yeah, I was over to the newspaper talking to Fred Wendell, and he told me that you're leaving. He wants to come over and interview you, Andy.
Oh, boy, that's great. Put my picture in the paper with a story, huh?
Oh, yeah. What kind of stuff are you going to tell him?
Well, I'll start off with my childhood. My school days. Ah, school days.
I remember your school days.
Oh, that was one of the happiest weeks of my life.
Well, I'll tell Grindel to come on over here then for the interview, huh?
Yeah, tell him to bring a bunch of pencils with a lot of paper. I'll give him an interview like he ain't never seen before in his life.
Well, Andy, I hope you have a nice trip and arrive in Brazil nice and healthy, boy.
Healthy? Amos, by the time I get off that boat, I'll be homogenized.
That's it.
Fred Wendell, how is the newspaper business, Fred?
Well, great, Andy, great. My editor called me in the office there, told me to come over here and interview you and get some dope. Start doping me, boy. Start doping me, that's all.
Well, Fred, I'm going to Brazil. You think I'll like it down
there?
Oh,
you will love it down there, Andy. You will love that country. Oh, yeah, wonderful.
You know?
Oh, Brazil is a very picturesque country, Andy. It's got beautiful mountains, lovely lakes, gorgeous beaches, and breathtaking valleys. And the scenery is nice, too. Yeah, but you won't get much sleep down there, Andy.
How come I won't get much sleep?
Well, Andy, ain't you here? There's an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. I's a killer, ain't I?
Well, how about this interview that I have?
Well, you know, Andy, Brazil is noted for its exports to this country. We get most of our coffee from there and most of our common Mirandas. Ha ha, there I go again.
Well, now, how about the interview?
Look, I tell you what I do. You're going to take a boat going down there. You will love the boat ride. Ocean all the way, Andy, and it's a wonderful way of traveling. You know, traveling on a boat has a certain air about it.
Yeah, well, this boat I'm going on has got that all right.
Yeah, I'm like that, yeah.
Now, to the interview. When I was very young...
Well, now, I think I got enough from you now, Andy. I got enough from you.
Wait a minute. I ain't told you nothing yet. Don't you need some facts?
Facts? No, Andy. I'm a newspaper man. When I write news, facts gets them away. Gets them away.
By the way, Fred, when I get down there, what'll I do about learning the language?
Well, now, all they speak down there is Portuguese, Andy. All they speak is Portuguese. You got to get somebody to teach you. Now, as soon as you land down there, Andy, I'll give you a tip. Grab yourself a Portuguese and he'll learn you, son.
Mama done told me when I was in knee pain. My mama done told me
that she,
son,
a woman with sweet talk can give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done,
a woman's a two-faced.
So right, brother.
Or worry something who'll leave you to sing the blues.
The blues in the night.
Right.
Now the rains are falling here. The train
are calling, ooh-wee. My mama done told me.
Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the Chattahoochee.
Yep, my mama done told me.
Ah, hooey da hooey. Oh, clickety clacker echoing back the blues.
The blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong and he's right. You know he's always right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe,
wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know.
A woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing to leave you to sing the blues.
The blues
in the night.
Got the blues on my left, the blues on my right, the blues in the day, my mama was right. I've got those blues in the night.
LaGuardia, see you about some legal matters here.
Come in.
Yeah, well, tell me this. As you're going out, I see a note there on your desk, say, back at 4 o'clock.
No, that's my appointment with the chiropractor. He's coming over at 4 to work on my back.
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, LaGuardia, let's sit down and get down to this legal advice here. Now, here's the story. Another fella got a telegram from his uncle to come to Brazil for a big job, and I want that job.
Well, why don't you take his ticket and go down now?
Well, if I've done that, is there any possible way I can get in any trouble?
Oh, sure. There must be some way. I'll find it.
No, look here. I done decided to talk him out of going. Now, could he do anything to me?
Well, he could call the Coast Guard and start extradition proceedings.
Extradition proceedings, what's that?
I don't know exactly, but it's somewhere where they find out where you're going to be and check up on where you ain't, and then they pick you up where you is and bring you back to where you were.
Yeah. Yeah, but can they do that, Stonewall?
Oh, yeah, they can. I remember one case I had. I went with the police up to Canada to bring back a man.
Yeah, did you get him?
Oh, yeah. I brought him all the way back to New York. He fought and fought all the way. But I got him there. And boy, was he mad.
The man was mad, huh?
Yeah, I'll say, well, I had the wrong man.
Oh, yeah. Well, Stonewall, look here, I've just been thinking here. The only thing for me to do in my case is to unsell the fella on going to Brazil. Now, if I run into any trouble on the thing, I'll call you.
Well, you better call me early, see, because I got to go see a man about taking him in as a partner in my law office.
Oh, a partner. That's a good idea.
Yeah, he's a good man. He cashed a check for $2,500 and bought a half interest in my law business.
$2,500.
Yeah, now I got to go to court and watch him in action.
Oh, yeah. Tell me this. Has he got a case in court?
Yeah, forgery case. I'm suing him for signing my name to that check.
Come in, Kingfish. I'm getting all ready for my big trip to Brazil.
Well, now, wait a minute, Anna. There's still a few little details that ain't been took care of yet before anybody leaves for a dangerous country.
What kind of details?
Well, now, before you can leave, Andy, you got to get your inoculation shots. I'd say you'd be ready for surgery at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Surgery?
Oh, nothing to worry about. You might get over it. You just gotta go to the hospital and let the doctors give you them inoculations with them hypochondriac needles, you know.
Well, wait a minute here. I don't want nobody jabbing me with no needles. Them needles hurt.
No, Andy. When they plunges that needle in the arm, you don't even feel it.
The needle?
No, your arm. Oh,
well, what is I gotta have all these shots for?
Well, Andy, you was traveling with purebred blooded cattle and they ain't taking no chances.
Yeah, I don't want to mess up the cattle. But these shots you talk about has got me scared.
Yeah, well, you got to have them, man. They're going to Brazil. That's the law. The law reads that you got to have tetanus shots, typhoid, yellow fever, and the worst of all, of course, is the jaundice shot.
Now, where do they shoot you for that?
Usually in the left jaundice.
Oh, no. That's where I fooled them. I had my jaundices cut out when I was a kid.
Oh, I did.
But I was going anyway, and I'm going to go home and pack up my stuff and catch the boat tonight.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what to do, Andy. Give me your boat ticket, and I'll go over to see my doctor. Give me the ticket now. That's it.
Okay.
I'll have my doctor stamp it for you, so you won't have to take the shot.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Do that for me. There he is. There's the ticket. See you after a while. So long.
Well, it didn't work. $200 a week. That's big dough. I was going to take that job myself. I was doing this land as good. I'm going down and get on that boat. South America, open up them golden gates.
Well, now, calm down, Ann. It ain't no use for you getting mad and all excited.
Oh, of all the dirty, low-down, double-crossing crooks, that Kingfish is the lowest. He done took my steamship ticket, and last night he went down and got on the boat himself.
Oh, hello there, Sapphire.
Where's my husband at? He didn't come home last night, and he left a note saying that he was going away to make his fortune and that he'd send for me later.
Yeah, that no-good chiseler took my ticket and left for Brazil because he knowed that I got a wire from my Uncle Sylvester offering me a job down there, $200 a week.
Good heavens!
What's the matter?
I wanted to fix things so George wouldn't hang around with you no more, and I'm the one that sent you that wire and signed it Uncle Sylvester.
Ever plan to motor west? Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best.
Get your kick on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way.
Through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.